At the end of Sunday's half marathon in Paris, three familiar faces from the Philadelphia Orchestra crossed the finish line running arm in arm on what wasn't a day of rest from the orchestra's Europe 2015 tour. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports from the sidelines.
Nobody arrives at something as physically challenging as a half marathon without taking a rather personal journey to get there. You might say that Philadelphia Orchestra Concertmaster David Kim was at the 8 a.m. starting line in Paris on Sunday as a reaction to a life spent in music.
I'm addicted to exercise. I'm addicted to the endorphins. Maybe it's from a childhood spent indoors playing the violin.
For Carol Yanch, one of the few female tuba players in a major symphony orchestra, athletics is in support of her life in music.
No, I consider it a part of my career to stay in shape, to be able to do my job and do it well, especially since, like, the size ratio, you know, I'm, like, not a huge person. I don't have a huge lung capacity, so I have to be that much more energetic with my usage of air.
Entry requirements for the Saint-Germain-en-Laye half marathon were stringent, requiring a letter from their respective physicians, plus registration on an extremely temperamental website. Charles Glenn Fishbach was the first to discover that it fell on one of the orchestra's few days off on its current Europe 2015 tour. He calls it tourism at 6 miles an hour.
You know, a lot of these cities, if we're here for just an afternoon, the best way is to go out and run, see 3 or 4 miles of what's out there, or you see paths or rivers that you wouldn't otherwise see.
The reward at the end was the famous Saint-Germain-en-Laye Chateau, dating back to the Middle Ages, one of the grandest in all of France, and overlooking a panoramic view of Paris some 10 miles west. The price of that view? A serious series of hills. Though fueled by bananas and sugar cubes, two of the three members of the trio suggested walking up one of the steeper inclines. But Kim wanted to maintain the rhythm, and as Fishbach put it, he is the concertmaster.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.